It's All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. We are welcoming back our annual seasonal guest with shows Monday at the Mac, Tuesday at the Blaisdell. You know him from Real Time on TV. It's Bill Maher. Hey, brother.
How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Well, it's crummy here. I can't wait to get to Hawaii.
Yeah?
We've had a rainy winter, which is good, you know. I mean, gee whiz, I'm sure you saw the fires.
Yep.
My first year living in L.A. in the 80s, it rained like every day for a month. I thought, what did I move here for? but that's what we need, so I'm not complaining. But yes, it's been a lot of rain, a lot of gray.
Well, we're stoked to be having you back, and like you said.
Oh, yeah, me too. Thank you.
I bet you really have come to, on that note, I bet each year now you really look forward to it. You're like, I can't wait to just get there.
I hope there are people who look forward half as much as I do, but yes, I do. I mean, it's not just because of the fellowship of comedians who I bring and friends and so forth, but, you know, the great atmosphere there that you don't really get on the mainland, you know, especially I spent a lot of time, of course, in L.A. and New York and Washington, the chattering classes and...
You can feel it. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, you can just feel a little decompressing.
Yeah, no doubt. And no question about it.
You know, these days it's impossible to get away from the world anywhere.
You know what I was looking at on your, I always try to keep up with your, right before we talk, I take a look at your social media just in case there's something going on. What's the, and forgive me if I don't understand it, what's the sorry not sorry banner on your social media?
Well... That is a great question. I just think it. First of all, we've been on the air a long time, so you're working only with the phrases you haven't worked with yet. And you sort of run out. But I liked it. I feel like it says something about being unapologetically telling it truthfully. It's sort of always been my bond with the audience, is that I'm the guy who doesn't pull a punch. One year, the banner was, he's not in it for the likes, which I thought was great. And that's really what I think we're selling, is we'll make you laugh, and we'll make you think, and we're not going to apologize for keeping it real.
You punch buttons, you get people thinking and talking and kind of raising their blood pressure, so to speak.
There's so much conformity. I think there's a need for that.
You filming it in L.A.? Is that where it gets filmed?
Yep. Been doing that. I've had the same office through three networks and two shows.
It's incredible how long.
I started at that office in the mid-90s when I was still on Politically Incorrect on Comedy Central. And then we moved that show to ABC for 6 years. And then same lot, same office, same number for Real Time starting in 2003.
Oh, that's crazy. I still remember all those different cats you'd have. I remember one time you had Dave Windor from Monster Magnet on there. I mean, you really you had the gambit of kind of dudes who were on there.
Oh, sure. We had 20 seats to fill a week.
Right.
You know, so we have 5 shows times 4 guests. That's a lot of bodies, a lot of warm bodies you had to get in there.
Exactly.
I mean, there were nights when Pauly Shore was the smartest guy on the panel.
Well, when you got to keep the seats full, it gets like that.
It was the charm of it. It was a planned train wreck of a show. The idea of it was that everyone in a democracy gets to speak, which is the truth. And then I think when I moved over to the newer show, the question was, yes, but should they? And the answer was mostly no.
Over all those years of doing it, because this is so much farther before, I guess, his political aspirations, did Trump ever go on that show or any of your other?
And he has tweeted... I put together a list. It's going to be in my set here of all the things he's tweeted about me, the horrible things he said over the years. And one of them had to do with that he just hates me because I won't do his show. You know, he had this idea in his head that we have a feud because I was so desperate to have him on. Yes, we asked him on, like we asked everybody. It wasn't like the great honor of the world to be asked on Politically Incorrect. Like I just said, we needed warm bodies. So we asked. He didn't do it for whatever reason, which is odd because he obviously is a man who never met a camera he didn't like.
Right.
But he does have sometimes a grudging respect for me. I mean, amid the Bill Maher's the stupidest guy on TV, failing comedian, a really dumb guy, a dummy, a third-rate comedian, wacko comedian, dopey, not a smart guy, all these things, he does occasionally say, very respected comedian, or something like that. But he's woven me into his act now because, you know, I've been saying for over 3 years that he's not going to leave when he loses. He, of course, lies about that and says that I am claiming he will never leave. That's not really what I'm saying, although that's a possibility, too. I'm mostly saying he's probably not going to win this election in 2020, and he's not going to leave. He's going to say it was rigged, blah, blah, blah. It was unfair, deep state, hoax, every, you know, he set this up for years now. His people don't believe anything. It's all fake news. The election's going to be fake news, and he's not going to leave. And then what's going to happen? And he's woven this into his act now. He's just like a comedian, you know. When he finds a hunk that works for his crowd, he keeps honing it. So he has this hunk now where he talks about this failing, stupid comedian, you know, whose show he very often says he accidentally watches. Accidentally, I love that. Yes, he tries to watch House Hunters every Friday, but somehow stumbles onto Real Time. So he's woven this into his act as a way of trolling liberals because he talks about, you know, this guy says he's a wacko. He says, I'm never going to leave. And then he goes into, that's not a bad idea, you know, maybe I will stay right. 4 years, 8 years. So he's trolling us on that, but it's not such a troll. I mean, I keep saying, you watch, a year from now, it's going to be a very bad time in America because I think we're going to be in a crisis like we've never seen. What do you do when a guy loses the election and won't leave?
Well, it's just a shame he wasn't on sitting next to Dave Windorf from Monster Magnet. They would have had so much to talk about. It's funny you never got to bump into Don, and none of his and none of his offspring either. I take it you've had the chance to.
No, I met Don twice, I think.
Oh, you did meet him?
Yeah, I met him in passing. Yeah, once was at the Midsummer Night's Dream party at the Playboy Mansion. About 20 years ago, everyone, of course, is in pajamas. He was walking around in his power suit. And I think somewhere else I met him in New York, just for a minute. And like many people, I have the same experience. When you've met him in person, he's not the monster that we see every day standing on the driveway screaming like a madman and insulting people. You know, there's a reason why he got where he is, and it's not because he's brilliant. It's because he knows how to charm people and talk to people, and one-on-one, he does that quite well. I don't remember him being boorish at all when I met him personally. But, yeah, that's where we are. We have one party that is a genius at politics and has no morality, and the other party cannot do politics and will probably lose. And those are the people who I more agree with, but I don't have any faith that this impeachment is going to go well.
It makes me think of remember that cat Rodney King. It makes me think,
of course.
What would Rodney King and the chaos that came and he said, "Can't we all just get along?" Can you imagine what he would say looking at this insanity?
He would say that.
He would.
But it's not going to happen.
We need a uniter, Bill. They ought to go on your Facebook and dial up that that elephant movie that you're talking about, that feel-good elephant movie that I see you put a little link to.
Oh, right.
And I read for next year on your show you're going to be doing more segments on the vulnerable animals, like the pangolins, the rhinos, the elephants.
That's funny you mentioned that, but one of the first guests coming back in January, when we come back, I think she's on either the 17th, which is the first show, or the one after that, is my great friend and the animals, the greatest friend any animals ever had, Ingrid Newkirk, the founder and still head of PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. She's the one who, more than anybody in this world, has moved the dial on how we think of animals and treat animals, and she's got a new book, and she'll be on. So, yeah, that's people I could give a damn about, but animals, I want to help them.
As a dog barks in the background. Perfect.
Exactly.
What's the dog's name?
On cue. I have two. I have Chico and Chula. That sounded like Chico.
And what kind of dogs are they?
They are mutts from Mexico.
And getting a lot of love.
They got a good deal here.
That's it, cuz. He's Monday at the Mac, Tuesday at the Blaisdell, and a new season of Real Time on HBO is starting up in just a couple weeks. It's Bill Maher, ladies and gentlemen.
Great to talk to you, Dave.
Be safe, Bill.
Appreciate it.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.
the state of our union is ridiculous. Sorry, not sorry.